Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
Now, as I speak, Ukraine's President Zelensky is addressing global leaders at Davos. He's been telling leaders that, quote, tyranny is outpacing democracies and that he does not fear for his own personal safety. These comments follow this morning's helicopter crash outside Kyiv, which killed at least 14 people, including several members of Zelensky's government and a child. Timofey Mylovanov is someone we've spoken to on Drive Time several times. He's a former Ukrainian economy minister and is now president of the Kyiv School of Economics. And Dr. Mylovanov has been telling me about his own personal connections to some of those who died last night.
I knew the minister personally because he was a member of the parliament before that. And he actually was a student at some of the classes I've given early in 2019. So we had some friendly relationship with them. And I knew his state secretary and I knew his first deputy from the time I was in the cabinet. Yeah, so to me, it's a bit personal.
So what did you think when you heard the news?
Like my first reaction, because the news came in without much detail, right? So it's sort of the fog of confusion. And my initial reaction was, I didn't even know where it was. My initial reaction was, wow, you know, Russians did something. They shot our helicopter. They shot our leadership of the Minister of Interior Affairs of Police. So there must be. And only later I learned that, in fact, it was in Brovary, which is close to Kyiv. It's the region which is close to Kyiv. And then there's no signs of foul play. And then I also learned the tragic news that it fell on a kindergarten. And so many children, you know, okay, the updated information is that it's just simply one child who at this point has died, but at least 12 more are in a hospital. So, you know, it just like took a very different perspective. And now I'm like, these children, you know, I can't even, you know, think right about how to comprehend it, because on top of all of this, you know, the war that we have, we just, you know, have helicopters now falling in kindergartens. Mm. Just really difficult to comprehend and live with this.
I know you're also an advisor to President Zelensky's government. I don't know, have you been speaking to anyone within government circles about how this news is being received today?
You know, everyone is in shock. They talk to, you know, there's the way the system works. When something like that happens, there is a crisis center and it's under the local civil and military administration, and often it's going to be, let's say, under the mayor of the city or the village or deputy mayor. And that's exactly what happened. There's deputy mayor who is running the crisis response team, and they're overwhelmed. They don't, you know, for a while they didn't even know how many kids were in this building, you know, because they were making sure that everyone is accountable for. So that was the situation, yeah.
As you say, the shock of just with everything going on with the war, to have helicopters falling out of the sky onto kindergartens, as you say, is just so much on top of everything else that Ukrainian people are dealing with. Is there any idea at this point that you've heard, Timofey, or what is the speculation about what the cause of the crash could have been?
Nothing specific yet. Of course, there are three standard causes: malfunction, sabotage, or just a mistake, right? Human error, technical error, or, you know, foul play. But I don't think there's any evidence or any conclusion preliminary of this. And people are just collecting, you know, the police have reached out to everyone and asked to collect for every witness to come, you know, to collect evidence and to come forward.
As you mentioned, the helicopter was on its way to Kharkiv. There were 9 passengers on board. And as you said, there were a number of several senior government figures all together in the helicopter. Is that unusual that you would have a number of senior government figures traveling together like that in a wartime situation?
I don't know for this specific ministry. But of course, the prudent policy, and that's what is followed, is to try to separate, even in the beginning of, to separate the teams. Even in the beginning of the war, the government was split. We haven't talked much publicly about this, but the government was split between different locations, and only half of the government was in Kyiv, exactly for the same reasons. And so, you know, the idea is that you're trying not to put people together, any critical leadership. So if something happens, then, you know, there are other people. And this is indeed, in my view, is unexpected. So there could have been reasons or something else, you know, went astray.
And that was Timofey Malovanov speaking to me just before we came on air.